If the viewing is via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused Belarusian opposition members who left the country during recent protests of seeking bloodshed, according to the RIA news agency on Sunday. His words come as tens of thousands of Belarusians joined an anti-government demonstration in central Minsk Sunday to protest President Alexander Lukashenko's claim to a sixth term in disputed elections. Waving red and white opposition flags, protesters demanded the president's resignation and chanted freedom in a gathering that local media reported had amassed crowds of more than 100,000. The EU has rejected the results of the election and has vowed to sanction Belarusians responsible for ballot fraud and a police crackdown that saw nearly 7,000 people arrested and sparked gruesome allegations of torture and abuse in police custody. Two people were killed in clashes in Ivory Coast that erupted between rivals armed with clubs and machetes after President Alassane Ouattara was chosen to run for a controversial third term, local sources said Sunday. Young opposition supporters on Saturday took to the streets in several towns and cities, especially the southern cocoa-growing hub of Divo, after the president accepted his party's nomination for the October poll. A dusk-to-dawn curfew has been imposed in Divo, where a bus station, bars, and shops were set on fire and looted in inter-ethnic violence. A hospital source in Divo said one person had succumbed to their injuries and that several more had been badly wounded. Other sources say the body of a teenager was found, who was killed in a local bar. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. United States-led international coalition troops withdrew from Iraq's Taji military base Sunday and handed it over to Iraqi security forces, witnesses and the coalition said. The base, which is 20 kilometers north of Baghdad, had been the site of frequent rocket attacks by Iran-backed militias targeting U.S.-led troops in recent months. The coalition said in a statement that, quote, "The movement of coalition military personnel is part of a long-range plan coordinated with the government of Iraq," end quote, and added that the camp has historically held up to 2,000 coalition members, most of whom have departed this summer. Remaining coalition troops are set to depart in the coming days. The withdrawal came days after U.S. President Donald Trump redoubled his promise to withdraw the few U.S. troops still in the country. Video app TikTok is saying it will challenge in court a Trump administration crackdown on the popular Chinese-owned platform, which Washington accuses of being a national security threat. As tensions soar between the world's two biggest economies, China and the U.S., President Donald Trump signed an executive order on August 6, giving Americans 45 days to stop doing business with TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance, effectively setting a deadline for a potential pressured sale of the app to a U.S. company. TikTok said in a statement, quote, "To ensure that the rule of law is not discarded and that our company and users are treated fairly, we have no choice but to challenge the executive order through the judicial system," end quote. ByteDance said in a separate statement that the suit would be filed on Monday, U.S. time. TikTok's feeds of short clips feature everything from dance routines and hair dye tutorials to jokes about politics. It's been downloaded 175 million times in the U.S. and more than a billion times around the world. Trump claims TikTok could be used by China to track the locations of federal employees, build dossiers and people for blackmail, and conduct corporate espionage. The company said it has never provided any U.S. user data to the Chinese government, and Beijing has blasted Trump's crackdown as political. Meantime, some U.S.-backed users of WeChat are suing President Trump in a bid to block an executive order that they say would effectively prohibit U.S. access to this popular Chinese messaging app. The complaint filed in San Francisco asked a federal court judge to stop Trump's order from being enforced. It was brought by the nonprofit U.S. WeChat Users Alliance and others who say their use of the app is mandatory. They say they aren't affiliated with the company. For more on these and other stories, please check out our website. This is Laurel Bowman for VOA News via remote.